Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very grateful that you've tuned in with us today. As you know, there are a lot of challenging things taking place on the planet at this time. But on July 17th and 18th, this past weekend, hundreds of thousands, and most likely millions, of people around the world participated in various activities of light that were dedicated to co-creating a template for unity consciousness. The Company of Heaven has assured us that our unified efforts were God victorious, and now there is a template of unity consciousness pulsating into and around every particle and wave of life on this planet. So where do we go from here? Well, our responsibility now is to focus our light and to continually empower our thoughts, words, feelings, and actions on divine love and reverence for all life. Today, I would like to share some information with you that has been given to us by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. This will help us to see the bigger picture so that we can navigate through these wonderful but often challenging times. As you listen to this broadcast today, know that you're joining in consciousness with light workers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. Together, through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating a chalice of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this planet. At this time, humanity is receiving more assistance from the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth than ever before. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to help all of us to see the bigger picture for the divine plan that is unfolding day by day. With new clarity and understanding, we'll be able to move through these seemingly tumultuous times with joyous expectation and hope instead of fearful and overwhelming thoughts and feelings. With the sacred knowledge pouring forth from on high, we will know that the light of God is increasing on earth in unprecedented ways, and that humanity is on the brink of the greatest shift of consciousness ever manifest in the history of time. As you listen to the celestial messages and guidance that I will be sharing with you today, know that I do not want you to ever accept anything as truth just because someone told you it is true. Ask your I Am presence, your true God self, for guidance, and you will know in the deepest recesses of your heart if this information is truth for you, and if it will assist you in fulfilling your part of the divine plan. During this hour today, we will work in the eternal moment of now, and that means that whether you are able to tune in with us live, or if you're listening to the radio through your on-demand archive service, your precious light is being woven into our force field of light. Your efforts are being amplified 1,000 times 1,000-fold by your I Am presence and the Company of Heaven. I want to thank you for remembering who you are and for your willingness to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. Remember, the light of God is always victorious, and we are that light. Now, as we begin our special time together today, breathe in and out, deeply and rhythmically. Ask your I Am presence to unite your heart and mind with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God. And with the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. Through unity consciousness, we now become one breath, one heart, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love. As we invoke the most intensified frequency of God's transfiguring divine love that humanity is capable of receiving at this moment. Continue breathing in and out, deeply and rhythmically, as this sacred fire from the heart of our Father, Mother, God expands and expands through the divinity in your heart. This divine love now expands the template of unity consciousness as it flows through your heart flame into the heart flame of every precious person evolving on this planet. The power and might of God's transfiguring divine love and our template of unity consciousness is now forming a grid of love and higher consciousness around the earth. This grid of love and unity consciousness spans the abyss from the densest frequencies of our human miscreations into the highest fifth-dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection. This grid of love and unity consciousness is the bridge to freedom over which this sacred earth and all her life will ascend up the spiral of evolution into the next phase of our evolutionary process. Now in one-pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we offer ourselves as a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God will flow on this sacred and holy day to transform the earth, her governments, and all life evolving on this planet into the immaculate concept and the patterns of perfection for the new earth. During our special time together today, remember the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. The light of God is increasing on earth, and it is pushing everything that conflicts with that light to the surface to be healed and transmuted into its original perfection. We are in the process of purging the human miscreations that are causing so much pain and suffering for all of us. Today, I would like to remind you of one of the most powerful tools available to help us transmute this surfacing negativity and these negative patterns back into the light. But first, I want to explain the process that we are all going through right here and right now. We have just experienced a tremendous influx of light through the global activities involving the co-creation of the template of unity consciousness, which took place, as I mentioned, on July 17th and 18th of this year, 2010. An accelerated influx of God's light can give the appearance that things are getting worse, but nothing could be further from the truth. That is an illusion. The beings of light have given us the following information because it is very important that we all understand what happens when we invoke the light of God. They don't want us to become discouraged, and they want us to keep on keeping on, even in the face of apparent adversity. Once again, it is vital for us to remember that we are all one. There is no separation. All life is interrelated, interconnected, and interdependent. In order for us to move forward in the light, we must first transmute the human miscreations that we created in the past. We cannot just say cancel, cancel, and eliminate the negative thoughts, words, actions, and feelings that we have expressed through all of our sojourns on this planet. At any given moment, we are a sum total of that earthly experience. What that means is that anything that conflicts with the light of God must come to the surface to be healed and transmuted back into its original perfection in order for us to manifest the thoughts and feelings that we are trying to co-create. This is what is meant by the statement, all that is hidden must now be revealed. regardless of how deplorable our human miscreations are. The energy that comprises those gross mutations was originally pure light from the heart of God. You and I, and every other person responsible for creating those miscreations, must transmute that energy back into pure light. This is true for every single human miscreation. Anything that is not reflecting the harmony and balance of the patterns of perfection in the causal body of God is a human miscreation. This includes poverty, disease, hatred, prejudice, corruption, greed, violence, war, religious fanaticism, the abuse of power, and every other physical manifestation that is less than the perfection of heaven on earth. When we invoke the light of God through our prayers, meditations, invocations, decrees, affirmations, or any other way, our Father, Mother, God respond, and the light of God increases on earth. This frequency of God's infinite perfection floods into the planet and enters the core of purity in every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life. Regardless of how dark or contaminated our human miscreations are, the energy within the core of purity of that miscreation still pulsates with its original divine potential. That is true for every person, place, condition, or thing existing on this planet. For instance, in the core of every expression of poverty still pulsates the divine potential of God's infinite abundance. Within the core of every facet of disease still pulsates the divine potential of vibrant health. Within every manifestation of war is the divine potential of peace. Within every electron of hatred is the divine potential of love. This is true for people as well. No matter how far a person has fallen, or how depraved or degenerate his or her behavior patterns may seem, that person still has the full divine potential of a beloved child of God blazing within the divinity of their heart flame. The reason it sometimes appears as though things are getting worse after we invoke the light of God is because of what happens when the light enters that core of purity. When the light of God enters the core of purity, it activates the original divine potential in that electron. That purity is still encoded within that particle of life. Everything that conflicts with the potential is then pushed to the surface to be healed and transmuted back into light. This is a necessary part of the process that has to be successfully accomplished in order to clear the way for the tangible manifestation of whatever the divine potential is that we're invoking. What that means very practically is that when we invoke prosperity, the light of God enters the core of purity in every electron of energy in our lives that conflicts with prosperity. This light activates the divine potential that is in that energy, which is God's infinite abundance. Then the vibration of God's abundance pushes to the surface every thought, word, action, or feeling that is responsible for manifesting our poverty. As the patterns that created our poverty surface to be healed, it often looks like things are getting worse, but that is never the case. This illusion is caused by the fact that we can easily see the patterns associated with our poverty that are being pushed to the surface to be healed. What we cannot see as easily is the powerful light of God that is pushing those distorted patterns to the surface in order to clear the way for our prosperity. With a limited perception of our fearful human egos, we end up focusing our attention on the surfacing patterns of poverty instead of the patterns of God's infinite abundance that we have been invoking. Now, with the influx of unity consciousness that is flooding the earth, the patterns that conflict with that wondrous light are being pushed to the surface. Those are the obsolete patterns of our fear-based separation and duality. We must be cognizant of this fact and pay very close attention to what we are empowering with our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings as these patterns of separation and duality surface in our lives. It is critical for us to remember that we create our earthly experiences through our thoughts and feelings. If we focus on fear, separation, and duality, that is what we empower and sustain in our lives. It is just that simple. Through our lack of understanding, we have been creating this vicious circle for ourselves. That is why these end times have been referred to in many teachings as the time of screaming and gnashing of teeth. It is time for us to learn how to transmute the surfacing negativity into a more effective way while staying focused on the positive things we are invoking. The company of heaven has given us guidance and wonderful tools that will help us to do just that. One of the tools is the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. This sacred fire is a gift from our Father, Mother, God, and if we use it effectively, we can transform our negative life situations very quickly. Scientifically, we know that there is no destroying energy. We cannot simply say cancel, cancel, and erase the past. We are blessed, however, by the fact that the earth is in the midst of a unique experiment, and we are receiving assistance from the company of heaven beyond anything ever rendered to the children of God in any system of worlds. In the Earth's natural orbital process, known as the precession of the equinox, we have moved into the embrace and the force field of the constellation of Aquarius. This constellation resonates with what is known as the seventh solar aspect of deity. This is the violet flame of God's infinite perfection, and this will be the predominant activity of light that will be bathing the earth for the next 2,000-year cycle of this age. The violet flame is comprised of the sapphire-blue ray of our Father God's divine will, power, and authority, and the crystalline pink ray of our Mother God's transfiguring divine love, adoration, and reverence for life. This particular aspect of the sacred fire from the heart of God reflects the perfect balance of our Father, Mother, God. The violet flame is a tool more powerful than our finite minds can conceive. When used consistently, it will transmute every electron of precious life energy we have ever misqualified at any time, in any existence, both known and unknown. It works as an atomic accelerator. It raises the frequency of all discordant energy into vibrations of healing and harmony. When we invoke the violet flame and empower it with feelings of forgiveness for our own mistakes and those of others, it works miracles. The floodgates of heaven will open in response to our heart's call, and the universal law of forgiveness will pour into the heart flames of all of the children of God. Because of the monumental facet of the divine plan that is unfolding this year on this planet, the Company of Heaven is asking if lightworkers everywhere would be willing to redouble our efforts in invoking the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. The patterns of imperfection that have been created by our fragmented, fear-based human egos through the illusion of separation and duality are being pushed to the surface now, not to cause problems in our lives, but so that we will invoke the violet flame, transmute them back into light, and heal them. We do not have to fully comprehend every facet of the violet flame in order to use this essence effectively and to become a powerful instrument of God. All we have to do is invoke this light through a heartfelt request. We simply ask our I Am presence to take command and invoke this wondrous gift from the heart of our Father, Mother, God, the omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent, cosmic I Am, all that is. So let's join in unity consciousness and invoke the violet flame of God's infinite perfection today on behalf of ourselves and every man, woman, and child on earth. Let's ask that this influx of the violet flame be securely anchored within the divinity of each person's heart and under the direction of each one's I Am presence for this light to be utilized in perfect alignment with each person's highest good and the fulfillment of their divine plan. As we begin, please sit comfortably in your chair with your arms and legs uncrossed and your spine as straight as possible. Breathe in deeply and gently close your eyes. I will lead you through this activity of light in the full first person so that we will all experience this activity of light personally and individually. But know that we are also serving simultaneously as a surrogate on behalf of every man, woman, and child on this planet. Through the unity consciousness that is now blazing through every heart flame, we become one voice, one breath, one heartbeat, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love. As we speak through our I Am presence, for ourselves and all humanity, and through the divinity within every heart flame, we bless all life on this planet, blazing the violet flame through the entire elemental kingdom, through the earth, the air, the water, and the fire elements, purifying, transmuting all of the abuses that humanity has inflicted on the body of this sweet earth. As we lift her up to place her seamless garment of light as she moves into the octaves of God's infinite perfection. Breathing in deeply, and as you exhale, go within to the divinity of your heart. And join with me now as we invoke the full divine momentum of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. Through the beloved presence of God, I Am, now blazing in my heart and the hearts of all humanity, I invoke the legions of light throughout infinity who are associated with God's violet flame of infinite perfection. Blessed ones, I make this call for assistance for myself and as a surrogate on behalf of every person evolving on this planet. Beloved ones, blaze the full momentum of this sacred violet fire in, through, and around every electron of precious life energy I have ever misqualified in any time frame or dimension, both known and unknown. Transmute these patterns of imperfection, cause, core, effect, record, and memory into God's harmony and balance. Beloved I Am, I invoke your divine intervention now to blaze the violet flame through every thought, word, action, or feeling I have ever expressed that reflects anything less than the immaculate concept of my full divine potential. Now look into my life and see what yet remains to be balanced by me to any person, place, condition, or thing I may have wronged at any time, in any way, for any reason whatsoever. Beloved I Am Presence, reach your great loving hands of light into all of the good energy I have released throughout my earthly sojourns, and draw forth 1,000 times as much perfection as I have ever done wrong. Fashion from this substance of perfection a gift of love, whatever is necessary, to balance every debt I have created which still remains unpaid to any part of life. Beloved I Am Presence, I now ask you to forgive every person, place, condition, or thing which may have wronged me in any way, and balance all debts owed to me by life everywhere. I accept this done through the power of God, I Am, and so it is. Now, I invoke the violet flame with the power and might of 1,000 suns. I invoke the Goddess of Liberty, who takes her strategic position at the cardinal point to the north of this planet. And I invoke the Goddess of Divine Justice, who takes her strategic position at the cardinal point to the east of this planet. I invoke the Goddess of Freedom, who takes her strategic position at the cardinal point to the south of this planet. And I invoke the Goddess of Victory, who takes her strategic position at the cardinal point to the west of this planet. I now invoke the Silent Watchers, the mighty guardians, and the cosmic beings who are assisting humanity at this time from inner levels with the establishment of the patterns of perfection for the new earth. Blessed ones, come now and blaze forth the most powerful cleansing activity of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection that humanity and the earth are capable of receiving during this cosmic moment. I open the stargate of my heart, and I am instantly the open door for the most powerful fifth dimensional frequencies of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection that the earth has ever experienced. This violet flame pulsates through my heart flame, and under the guidance of my I Am presence, it blazes in, through, and around all inharmonious actions, all lower human consciousness, and all obstructions of the light that any person, place, condition, or thing has ever placed in the pathway of life's perfection. Through the divine power of God's infinite perfection, the violet flame instantaneously transmutes this discordant energy. Cause, core, effect, record, and memory, now and forever. I now invoke the silent watchers over every country, state, city, town, village, and hamlet on the planet. Blessed ones, reach out your great loving arms and raise up a limitless number of people in every location who are willing to participate in the faithful use of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. Every one of these people understands the full importance of this sacred gift, now being offered by our Father, Mother, God, to help free humanity from all human distresses. Through the divine intelligence of each person's I Am presence, the conscious use of this mighty, powerful flame from the heart of God understands that God's will be expanded through this activity of light. The violet flame will cause to be established within every one of these places great foci of light, which will continually bathe every person in each vicinity with the full divine momentum of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. With these mighty foci of the violet flame established above all locations on this planet, we send forth a clarion call to the I Am presence of all humanity and to the legions of light throughout infinity to intensify this activity of the violet flame. Through these aspects of divinity throughout the whole of creation, our Father, Mother, God, and the legions of light from galaxies beyond galaxies and suns beyond suns, the violet flame begins to expand and expand through every person's heart flame. It merges with the immortal, victorious threefold flame blazing in every person's heart. And as it does, it explodes into a tremendous starburst of light. This influx of the violet flame is increasing in intensity and power to the full divine momentum of 1,000 suns. And we command it now into the physical plane of Earth to transmute the patterns of imperfection still pulsating through our human miscreations. Beloved legions of light associated with the violet flame of God's infinite perfection, beloved I Am presence blazing within the heart of every man, woman, and child, take command now and blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings of every man, woman, and child evolving on Earth until every person individually acknowledges and accepts the divinity pulsating within all life. And every expression is a healing benediction for this planet and all life evolving upon her. Beloved ones, blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all incoming babies, the children, their parents and guardians, until all youth are raised up in energy, vibration, and consciousness to carry out the directives of their I Am presence and the company of heaven. Beloved ones, now blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all youth centers and activities, all schools, colleges, and universities, all leaders, teachers, instructors, and professors in every line of endeavor, until the flame of God illumination and enlightenment is blazing through every institution and every student's heart flame, and is eternally sustained on this planet through all intellectual knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Beloved ones, blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all religious and spiritual teachings, so that divine love, truth, tolerance, and universal sisterhood and brotherhood will quickly manifest through all of the teachings associated with the divinity of life and our Father, Mother, God. Beloved ones, blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all doctors, nurses, healers, hospitals, insurance companies, pharmaceutical conglomerates, and every institution associated with healing of any kind, until divine mercy, compassion, healing, and vibrant health are tangible realities for every evolving soul. Beloved ones, blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all banking and financial institutions, all economic systems, all money, and the people associated with monetary interactions of any kind, until every person on earth is openly demonstrating true integrity, honesty, generosity, fairness, abundance, and the God supply of all good things. Now, beloved ones, blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all places of incarceration and all employed there, through every correctional institution and every judge, jury, and court of law, until divine justice is manifest and eternally sustained. Now, precious ones, blaze the light of a thousand suns through the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of humanity until all disease and human miscreations, its cause and core, is dissolved and transmuted into purity, vibrant health, and physical perfection. Now, beloved ones, blaze the light of a thousand suns through all space activities throughout the world until every nation unites in cooperative service so that God's will may be manifest with our sisters and brothers throughout the universe. Beloved ones, blaze the light of a thousand suns through the food and water industries and through all of the food and water used for human consumption until every particle of food and every molecule of water is filled with light. Empower this elemental substance to raise the vibratory action of humanity's physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies until physical perfection becomes a sustained, manifest reality for every human being. And beloved ones, blaze the light of a thousand suns in, through, and around every remaining electron of precious life energy until the immaculate concept of the new earth is manifest and all life evolving here is out picturing the infinite physical perfection of our Father, Mother, God. And so it is. Now, with the violet flame blazing in through and around every facet of life on this planet, the I Am Presence projects into the conscious mind and the heart flame of every person the inner knowing of this affirmation. I am a force of the violet fire. I am a force of the violet fire, more powerful than any human miscreation. I am a force of the violet fire, more powerful than any human miscreation. I am a force of the violet fire, more powerful than any human miscreation. I breathe the violet flame of God's infinite perfection into the divinity of my heart, and I breathe it out through my heart chakra into the core of every person, place, condition, or thing on this planet. This light is blazing through all life, conscious or unconscious, whether it is past or present, whether it is on the planet through obvious choice or through karmic liability. As this sacred fire floods the earth, the violet flame transmutes all energy less than God's perfection back into light. The violet fire is loving free every point of the universe. The violet fire is loving free every point of the universe. The violet fire is loving free every point of the universe. I am free. I am free. I am eternally free. And so it is. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. With the full power of my beloved I Am presence in the violet flame of eternal love, mercy, compassion, and God's infinite perfection, I forgive, I forgive, I forgive every person, place, condition, or thing that may have wronged me in any way, at any time, for any reason whatsoever. I now love free all debts owed to me by life everywhere. I do now invoke the law of forgiveness for myself and all humanity for any misuse of God's gift of life since the beginning of time. Forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. And as I am forgiven, I send forth a gift of love to balance all debts to any facet of life which I have created that still remain unpaid. I am grateful for the law of forgiveness. I am loving all life free from the wheel of cause and effect before it can act or manifest any longer in my life. I accept this done with the full power of pure divine light. This light now expands and expands even further into each heart flame. As every person on the planet acknowledges and assimilates this gift from our Father, Mother, God, the knowing now reverberates through all life, and each person experiences the transformation. The victorious violet flame of God's freedom and love heals my bodies, harmonizes and stabilizes my feelings, illumines my consciousness, and sets me free, raising me into the full mastery over all human appearances, desires, and feelings, now and forever sustained. I am my I Am presence, invoking the full power of the violet flame to transmute all that is not of the light. I accept this God victoriously accomplished this sacred and holy day to be permanently maintained, self-sustained, increased daily and hourly with every breath I take. Now, sealed in the violet flame, I send forth my gratitude to the beloved presence of God, I Am, that is pulsating within me and all humanity. I send forth my gratitude to the great host of ascended masters, the cosmic beings, and the angelic host, and all of the elemental kingdom who have served life this sacred and holy day. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you for your outpouring of light and love. Thank you for your gift of healing, supply, wisdom, protection, perfection, and your blessings of every kind. Hold them sustained in, through, and around me and all life, and pour them through me for the blessing and raising of all life on this planet. May the benediction and blessing of the Most High Living God and the peace which surpasses the understanding of the human mind be with all life on earth, from this moment forth. May the God of mercy protect and guide all of us on our spiritual path toward enlightenment and freedom. May the angels of divine ceremony expand this activity of light daily and hourly. Beloved angels, I love, thank, and bless you for your wondrous service to me and all life this day. Gather up the energy that we have expended and amplify it with your mighty light 1,000 times 1,000-fold. Take this gift of life north, south, east, and west, and cover our dear planet Earth with love and light, with peace, illumination, healing, freedom, victory, and the will of God made manifest through every electron belonging to this planet and her evolutions in any way. This shall be, for I have decreed it, in God's most holy name, I am. I now breathe in deeply and return my attention to the room. I become aware of my physical body by gently moving my fingers and toes. As I breathe in and exhale gently, I open my eyes and begin breathing normally. And for a sublime moment, I just relax and allow these divine energies to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Precious hearts, I want to thank you with all my heart for sharing this sacred time with me today. I am so grateful for your willingness to be an instrument of God on behalf of humanity and all life during this incredibly confusing but very, very important time on this planet. I'd like to share with you that I have 2 new videos that I have posted on my website in the form of free webinars. You can just go to my homepage and click on the link at the top of the page that refers to the 2 videos titled Take Charge of Your Life, Part 1 and Part 2. I have divided the webinars into 13 chapters, so you can go in and listen to them one at a time as you have time without having to spend too much time there. If you'd rather order the videos, they're available for you too, on very high-quality, high-definition DVDs. In the videos, I have discussed the auspicious moment that we're in and we're experiencing at this time, how we've gotten into this situation, and more details and information on the gift of the violet flame and how we can use it to help us through this very tumultuous but wondrous time. I believe that this will help you to see the bigger picture and to feel encouraged and supported during these changing times. I am grateful for your selfless service to the light. Please join with us again next week for another global activity that will add to the light of the world. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential. God bless you.